Assessment News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Justice Department has filed a blockbuster antitrust lawsuit against Apple today. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has engaged in unlawful exclusionary behavior.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers. And they increase costs for consumers.
Apple has defended the digital fortress known as its walled garden as a feature prized by consumers who want to protect their personal information. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged the country's Western powers to send more air defense systems to help Ukraine defend itself against Russian airstrikes. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an address to the nation, Zelensky said areas such as Kharkiv and Sumy need air defense systems. He added, partners have these protection systems and partners need to understand that air defense must protect life. Zelensky said Russia doesn't have missiles that can evade U.S.-made Patriots and other advanced air defense weapons. European Union leaders were considering new ways to help boost arms and ammunition production for Ukraine at a summit in Brussels. I'm Karen Chamas.
A white supremacist Idaho prison gang member and an accomplice are in custody after a brazen attack to free the inmate in transit from a Boise hospital, and investigators are looking into whether they committed two killings while on the run. Authorities said Thursday that escaped inmate Skylar Mead and his accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer are members of the Aryan Night Gang, who were arrested Thursday. They attacked corrections officers at a hospital where Mead was taken after he injured himself in prison. Record day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 269 points today. This is SRN News. As Christian films and even faith-based television series like The Children have grown in popularity, they've attracted actors and crew who are not necessarily rooted in the faith community. Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post CrossMap platform, spoke with Tom Tradup of SRN News in Los Angeles.
A lot of the people who we talked with who were actors or actresses on The Chosen were not hesitant to say they were not believers.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that was an interesting thing to experience at The Chosen premiere. I guess I knew there were some people in the cast that weren't believers, but like you said, they're very respectful of the material. And my hope and my prayer is that just being around that material on a consistent basis would rub off on them.
Carpenter adds that while there are some exceptions, the lion's share of mainstream actors performing in Christian films in 2024 are people of faith. This is SRN News. Damian Troisi reports stocks keep moving higher.
Stocks extended their push into record heights on Wall Street Thursday, led by big gains in chip makers. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% to set an all-time high for a third straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Both also added to their records set a day before. Micron led chip makers after reporting blowout results for its latest quarter that easily surpassed analysts' expectations. Reddit shares soared in their first day of trading. They helped offset a drop for Apple, which got hit with an antitrust suit from the U.S. Department of Justice. Damian Troisi, New York.
Reddit soared in its Wall Street debut as investors pushed the value of the company close to $9 billion seconds after it began trading on the New York Stock Exchange. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.